the MC is here. So, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Yala. Let's be happy. It's my Friday. I know the sun is really good. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Where is the subway?
Good morning.
I'm the last
name.
The lucky P and OB. So, we have new staff.
We started new staff.
New staff on campus. New staff. New students.
Actually,
it's still been awesome.
I'm taking my teacher study at Maseno University. I'm taking computer science and writing on the internet.
Okay, next week I'll see. What if I'm sorry? Any student? Student, staff. Move to the next page of visitors. Any visitor on campus. That's a bus during the morning.
That the main reception, so I get to a room, but we have few visitors around. Thanks,
Mr. I've been waiting. Wellington, I want to be a in the town. So for the last 5 weeks, there's been a team that's going on to actually, but I've introduced the participants to one of them. The book is called Adaptive Innovation Systems and Adaptive Development. It's part of the portfolio of Becca to support the national programs, to support certain universities to deliver their knowledge. So this is one of the projects that we offer in partnership with the Cyber. We have 22 participants from 8 different countries. Folks said that they are too many to introduce at this time, but they really have to raise up their hands. And we just are considering the clapping or food typing or whatever it's possible. Thank you very much. But let me just call, before I call our partner, let me also appreciate the participants. We have the participants for the folks. There's Eric Maura, somewhere near the teacher team there. And then there's, I forgot the second name, the second person. I remember. So thank you very much. But our main partner really in this initiative is Sareka. And we have Dr. Joseph Redo, who is the head of partnerships and cost development in Sareka. So I will ask him to say a few words. He's been a good partner for the last X number of years, where X is more than 5. So it's very important to us when we are communicating with donors to show that we are working with and supporting national programs in Eastern and Central Africa. So welcome, Joseph. This is the head of the community. We do this every Friday. So in the meeting, we are not forgetting our members. Come and enjoy the tea and coffee,
please. I like that class. We are compassing. This is very interesting. We are here today with Joseph Redo. I'm from Mazareka. Mazareka is the Association for Strengthening Agricultural Research in Eastern and Central Africa. We are based in Italy. We serve 11 countries in Eastern Central Africa. That is Madagascar, Rwanda, Burundi, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, South Sudan, Sudan, Eritrea, and Ethiopia. These are 11 countries. And basically, our work is to support research and development amongst the national agricultural research systems in these countries. But one of our good functions is capacity development of national agricultural research systems in these 11 countries. And the activity that we undertake with Becca for this week is in line with that capacity building function. So we've been running that for currently one of the facilitators out of the area. He's one of the facilitators and expanding on business development services. The countries included Rwanda, Madagascar, Rwanda, Burundi, South Sudan, and DR Congo.
Thanks. I'm sure Patricia has other plans. So,
In the last 2 months,
Grace
completed the PhD. I knew how long
that PhD will take.
For the period in which she was coming,
that's an assignment for a friend.
So, we have a visit in our office.
I think it's all his best place if we give him a chance to introduce himself.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to be here for morning coffee because last time I was here it was Friday morning home coffee. I just arrived today to the queue, so making it here this time. I found that Malaysia is actually in another very strong coffee culture country. Our neighbors, some people in Ethiopia are amazed. So this is southern Ethiopia. I'm in northern Kenya for you today. I'm Edward Abom. I work in communication and knowledge management, and I've been here since the beginning of the week. I'll be around in Nairobi until the end of next week. I'm here to host various discussions with colleagues this week. But first and foremost, Joe Cadillon is organizing an African dairy seminar from Sunday onwards, which will be one of these events where actually we won't end up saying we need to have a private sector and engage with them, because they will be actually in the room with us. This African dairy seminar will bring participants from Southern, Western, and Eastern Africa to discuss opportunities for smallholders to get involved in a changing dairy industry, and for large private sector concerns also from Europe, for instance, to come and see if there is any opportunity to work with us. So it'll be a very interesting event. We'll be sure to report about it. Thank you.
So, I thought the assignment was only one for today. It's on a Friday. I have a second. Who's here? Also, for this month, we had a weird agricultural show. I just ended, if I'm not wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, soon, we'll be having the. Not, yes, Kenya will be having
the Nairobi
ESA show. Apparently, I've seen the adverts are so cool, and especially the targets, the agricultural part. So, I thought it was always nice to touch simply because it was a Friday morning coffee. So, the second assignment will be check on the dates in which the ESK show will start. Having anything else to say? I'll continue on the side, I'll give you the mic.
Hello, everyone. I'm here again about only 40. Last week, I was told I was not smiling. I was told I was just dishing out information and not smiling. So at least now you can see I'm changing my ways. I just wanted to make a clarification. A lot of people think that the event that's happening on October 1st in Nairobi campus is only for invited guests. That is an error. It's actually open to all staff, right? So that is the day that we encourage you to be there for the discussions that we'll be holding, and also for lunch. That means on that day, the cafeteria will be closed, and Ilmi will be buying you lunch. Yay! And it doesn't end there. In after that, in the evening, we'll be having a very nice event where we'll be having our hosted, our alumni, right? And also our hosted campus representatives who are around. We'll actually also have an event that will be still at the football pitch, and there'll be entertainment, and there'll be also free drinks for those of you who drink juice, water, alcohol. And we'll also be buying you free alcohol. Yay! But don't worry, the next thing is a working day, so it's only for a limited time. I just wanted to clarify for that for everyone. Thanks.
Thanks for that. So, anything else? Or anyone else? Still in Kenya. The numbers of cars, more than cars.
Usually have,
even if I pronounce it the wrong way,
it's simply because of the association of where it comes from. It's auto elegance.
So, check on their website as well
on when it's going to happen.
In that,
those who are still in the
climate and the culture as well. And so continue. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Ndio bora ni weekend waanzia hapa wakicheza.
Naona kabisa.
Yote.
At least.